Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, Hillary Clinton launches her 2016 presidential campaign today. Let's get right to it, shall we? Hillary Clinton picked the perfect day to announce her 2016 presidential campaign, the fourth and final round of the Masters Golf Tournament. The Masters Golf Tournament is the personification of class. Hillary may have perception problems among voters in general, but the one thing they all have to grant her is the broad has class. She may be too cautious, too boring, too calculating, or too self-serving, but she's not a wackadoodle spouting mindless mantra-like rants of freedom, liberty, fraternity, like the GOP collection of 2016 wannabes. She's a woman who has already been in the White House for two terms, is a two-term U.S. Senator, and the former Secretary of State. Quite a resume by any standard. Her 1994 quest for health care overhaul in this country, while falling short, was nevertheless a prodigious effort to tackle perhaps the number one domestic issue in this country, health. And in health, the United States is a third world health care system. So say what you will about Hillary Rodham Clinton, she gave Barack Obama a run for his money in 2008, and with an estimated $2.5 billion projected by her people as the operational budget for her 2016 presidential campaign, the GOP is tilting at windmills if they think they are going to retake the White House with the likes of Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee, or, for God's sakes, Donald Trump. With the U.S. economy already in significant recovery mode, unemployment at 5.5%, the Dow Jones at nearly 18,000, and 60-plus quarters of positive job growth, there is no reason to relinquish the White House to a party, the GOP, that gave us two horrible things: the ill-advised Iraq war, $2 trillion of wasted revenue, and the 2008 Wall Street meltdown that nearly drove this country into its second full-scale depression. So if we are to take Hillary at her word that her 2016 presidential campaign is about the middle class, perhaps at this juncture it would be appropriate to interject those seminal assertions first raised by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in his now famous Second Bill of Rights State of the Union speech on January 11th, 1944, 71 years ago. Quote, "In our day, these economic truths have become accepted as self-evident. We have accepted a second Bill of Rights under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station, race, or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerative job in the industries or shops or farms or mines of the nation, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation, the right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return, which will give him and his family a decent living, the right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad, the right of every family to a decent home, the right to adequate medical care, and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, the right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment, and finally, the right to a good education." What Roosevelt was suggesting here was the minimum wage, the Affordable Care Act, the expansion of Social Security, the expansion, and a more generous student loan program. He was framing these items not as noble goals, but as basic rights. Rights that should be enshrined or incorporated into the Constitution of the United States. So, Hillary, those are your parameters for waging a really meaningful presidential campaign in 2016, 71 years after that State of the Union message by FDR. And Rand Paul, with all due respect to you, sir, when you come right out like you did this past week and say, quote, "We're here to take our country back," unquote, the rest of us normal, sane folk will merely shout back, What the fuck are you talking about? Thanks again for listening. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.